something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Master Soul Winner.
Hallelujah.
Everything about your life should focus on winning people for Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. Everything about your life should focus on winning people to Jesus Christ. See, there's no other reason to be alive. And you know, as we study the Word of God to understand it better, so that we can live better, it is so that we can win more and more people, so that we can be better witnesses of His heavenly kingdom. Not just so we can have a great life for ourselves and our families. No, that kind of selfishness is not acceptable in the kingdom. There are people who have a dream only for their families. Something's wrong with them. No, God has no place for selfish people who only dream for themselves. God's looking for people. Hallelujah. To join with Him in His project of saving people. That's what He's looking for. He's looking for partners. And God's partner in winning souls. Hallelujah. Oh yes, I am His partner in winning souls. Are you God's partner in winning souls? Yes. I'm God's partner in winning souls. I'm a soul winner. I only think in that direction. I only think of what more should be done to win more and more people. This very meeting is also one of those thoughts. How we can win more people to Jesus Christ. And we can copy Jesus. See, Jesus, I call Him the Master Soul Winner. Nobody won souls like Jesus. And you know, we can copy Him. He let us know how to do it. There's so much we can learn from Jesus when we study the Bible. We read about Him and we discover what each one of us could do. If you've been timid about talking to people to lead them to salvation, then you haven't put to work the power that is within you. I dare say that you have not received the Holy Ghost. If you're still timid about talking to people to receive Jesus Christ. But if you say that you have received the Holy Ghost and you're still timid, you have not received the real Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost changes your life. You know, we have a book titled, Seven Things the Holy Spirit Will Do For You. The Spirit of God just talked to me earlier on today to come up with another one. Seven Things the Holy Spirit Will Do In You. Yeah. So I'm going to come up with that. Oh, because we need to know what He will do in us. Oh, if only you knew glorious, precious one that lives within you can do, not only for you, but in you, if you only knew. He walked with Jesus. He made Jesus a soul winner. Did you know that? He made Jesus a soul winner. The Holy Spirit changes your life. He's got the power. You remember the prayer of Jesus in that Garden of Gethsemane? When he prayed to the Father, he said, "Father, all things are possible with thee." Jesus knew it. He knew it. He said, "All things are possible with thee." He was so confident. He didn't just say that because there's a God in heaven. No. He said that as a witness. He said, "All things are possible with thee." He can do anything. And do you know the Holy Spirit of God, whom God sent to take the children of Israel into the promised land? He was the one that God said to Moses, "I will send my angel to go with you, and he shall bring you in." That's the Holy Ghost. He said, "The angel shall go before you, and he shall bring you into the land of the Canaanites, and he shall drive them out." He's that big. I said, he's that big. He knows what to do. See? So, whatever the Lord has said to us, the Holy Spirit is the one to take us in. In. He takes us into our inheritance. He takes us into that place that he has prepared for us. We don't ever have to struggle to do it. He takes us in. He's the angel of God's presence. I said, he made Jesus a soul winner. He made Jesus a master soul winner. What a strategist he was. He wasn't using human strategies. No! It wasn't the style of Jesus. It wasn't the style of Jesus. He was the wisdom of God. He knew what to do in every situation. He knew what to say in every situation. Here it said to us, "Do not premeditate what you shall say." He said, "For it is the Spirit of your Father." What is he telling you? He's saying, don't try to reason out what you're going to say. Don't try to reason out. For that hour, he says, the Holy Ghost will speak. What is he training us to do? He's training us to listen to the Holy Ghost. If you plan from home and say, when I get into that bus today, this time I'm going to start the evangelism, it's not going to work. But you're going to learn to walk by faith. What is faith? It means that you accept, believe, confess, declare that at that hour, when you open your mouth to speak, the Spirit of your Father will pour out words through you. The minute is gone. Don't say, what am I going to say? Jesus said, don't worry about it. At the hour that you meet them, words will come. Just begin. You will never fumble. Oh, don't worry about it. He don't sponsor no flops. Forget it. You will not flop. Don't think that when you start, you might get hooked. No. Not with the Holy Ghost. You say, but I don't know much about him. He knows you. He knows you so much. I mean, he knows you more than you could ever know yourself. He knows exactly what to put in your mouth. And when you start talking, don't start thinking, oh, what if they ask me a question that I have no answer for? Forget it. At that hour, no one will be able to ask you a question you cannot answer. It's the spirit of your Father. Look at Jesus. When you start in St. John's Gospel, chapter number 4, you find precious Jesus. He's with his disciples. And they go into the city of Samaria. And Jesus has a word of knowledge. He has a word of knowledge about a woman that has suffered several things from several men. And that woman is coming to get water. And he knows the moment that woman sees several men, she would flee. Jesus says, excuse me, boys, can you go get food quickly? They say, what kind of food? He says, just go get food, all right, quick. And so they leave. And Jesus is sitting, waiting for the lady to come. She comes in. She wants to get water. She doesn't talk to Jesus. She notices that he's a Jew. He's dressed like a Jew. So, oh, she feels, oh, I'm safe. He doesn't know me anyway. So, now she's trying to get water. Jesus says, woman, get me some water to drink. She says, who are you? You're a Jew. You're not supposed to be asking me for water. Jesus said, if you knew the one asking you for water, you were asking for water.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Jebude, 156 Folagbadi Road, Aribabu Roundabout, beside New Glow Office, Ijebude.
Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or share your testimony with us, kindly call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.